Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wolfgang W. Halbig, you can hear it in his voice how freaked out he is. National school safety expert, former state police, U.S. Customs. He goes and investigates it. There's a cover-up at every front, and it never happens with the other shootings. I got to say, the Aurora thing was definitely a wind-up toy as well. That's all come out. And they're doing these black ops to get our guns. Sir, talk about your bottom-line gut. Dead reckoning. Obviously, I agree with you. Something's going on. They're covering up. It's all staged. But what is staged? As best you can tell, what do you think really happened in your hypothesis at Sandy Hook?
I think it was just a planned, massive FEMA, Homeland Security. I think it was a major drill portrayed as one of the best delusions ever. And I think it was trying to create empathy across the country for making us feel bad that so many children were killed. And look what happened in Connecticut. It worked. They're taking the guns away from people in Connecticut who, guess what, they're just law-abiding citizens. And they're using Sandy Hook as a nexus. It's a beginning. And if they're doing it in Connecticut, which is the next state? What's the next state? All because of Sandy Hook.
That's right. And then there'll be another shooting, and oh, how dare you, see, it's your fault. It's so obvious they're using it to disarm us. They admit it. And it's just a total hoax, any way you slice it. And so sloppily done. What about bringing the kids back into the so-called death dens?
Alex, at 9:45:31 on the police transmission, you can see a police officer, a lieutenant, he sees a little girl in the hallway at Sandy Hook Elementary School. He takes her and pushes her back into room 8. Well, if anybody reads the report, room 8 is the crime scene. There are dead bodies in there. 70 rounds have been fired in there. And this police officer shoves this little girl back into room 8 with dead bodies. Then you got two Connecticut state troopers. They go into room 10, and they see a little boy hiding in the bathroom, and they tell him, well, just stay there. We'll be back when it's safe. Well, room 10 is where the other bodies are.
How did they get the state police to play along with this? Tell them it's part of national security?
Well, I think it is, and I think there's a lot of money involved. You got Eric Holder showing up with a check for $3.8 million for overtime. I mean, that's unheard of. When I was a state trooper, when I had overtime, I got comp time. These people are being paid. I mean, we're going to find out. And the only way, Alex, the only way is we need your help. We got to be able to go to Newtown. We got to get people to raise the right hand. And I'm going to tell you what, somebody will break, and we're going to break the story. And ask people to go to www.sandyhookjustice.com. Listen, if it's $1.50, I don't care. But I'm not taking a penny. I want to break this thing.
No, listen. We are, sir, I agree with you. Absolutely. We want to send, maybe even I'll go, we want to send reporters up there, Wolfgang, with you. And I understand how dangerous this is, so maybe my reporters don't want to go. They probably will want to go, but maybe it's a mission I should go on. There's just so much to run here, but this is historical.
And Alex, I'm 67 years old. I had a great life, but this country's been good to me. But I want you to be with me on the first day when we get somebody, and guess who what? It's going to be that incident commander. He's going to raise that right hand in the civil lawsuit. Alex, I want you in that room with me. I want you to look at his face by the time we get through with him. And they can't hide behind the fifth. You know that.
Sure. Well, you also know that normally in a mass shooting, everybody doesn't die. And then you don't have a bunch of wounded to parade around. But this time, very little, quote, wounded.
99% kill rate? There isn't an FBI agent that is that good.
Yeah, because a lot of times you shoot somebody in the head, it'll still deviate. Or the heart, it'll deviate. I mean, it's like hunting. You can shoot a deer right in the head sometimes. It doesn't kill them right away.
This is a child with autism. And if there's one thing we know about children with autism, they have very poor motor coordination and skills.
And they tend to get distracted off at each event.
Yep.
No, they just picked a mentally ill person to patsy out. All right, Wolfgang, we're going to have you back on. Give out that website one more time.
www.sandyhookjustice.com. Help us, and Alex, you'll be with us, please.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same.
It came out 2 years ago. It was a big hit, waking people up, but I hadn't seen it till recently. In fact, I want to carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. C.L. Bryant, who's the main expert, and I guess you call star of Runaway Slave, is going to be joining us for most of the hour. I've got some breaking news I'm going to be hitting as well. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. First off, though, remember this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials. The best storable foods company out there. Great customer service, non-GMO, organic, great people. You can give them a call, 866. Again, the phone number's up on the side, 866-229-0927, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Also, we've done 2 hours, 8 minutes of broadcast. I haven't really plugged anything. We're listener-supported. We're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by stimulus money like MSNBC or NPR with taxpayer money. We are funded by viewers out there that like Molon Labe Pro Second Amendment t-shirts, or folks that like my favorite coffee that I've found out in southern Mexico, and we get right from the folks down there, grown in the high mountains and organic volcanic soil, the Lake of America blend coffee, the great survival shield, the nascent iodine, the fluoride shield, the Supermel Vitality, all the best supplements that we've developed with Dr. Group, the Pro Pure Gravity Fed Filters, 10% off promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, and all the great pro Second Amendment, pro Liberty, not even right wing or left wing, just pro freedom, patriot apparel to help spread the message of liberty while you support the broadcast, so we can have all these other great researchers and filmmakers on to try to promote what they're doing as freedom lovers who are unified by the content of our deeds and our hearts and minds, like Martin Luther King said, what we stand for, freedom and justice and opportunity and free market, the real renaissance. The Constitution and Bill of Rights were never properly realized, but they were the most revolutionary idea in history up to that point. When they say, oh, it's 230 years old, 240 years old, yeah, but what we're going back to is old-fashioned tyranny, the state ruling everything. So what we have is cutting edge, and we are just beginning to try to realize it. And it made us the most wealthy country in world history. And C.L. Bryant is the son of a World War II veteran. Roots run deep in the Cane River area of Louisiana. He studied Western civilization, mortgage finance, and master's degree in theology. He's a Baptist minister, and for 35 years has traveled extensively in South America on missionary journeys. He's a former president of the NAACP in Garland, which is a major city of Dallas, the Texas chapter, and self-professed democratic radical turned conservative. Now believes the values that he once vehemently upheld has led the black community into a state of bondage to the U.S. government. Well, there's no believe it. That's a fact. Not even really the U.S. government. It's the social engineer, eugenicist, Margaret Sanger types. And he, of course, is the main star of the great film Runaway Slave. And he's also involved with a column in SB Magazine and a lot more. And he joins us. I really appreciate you coming on because, I've known the stuff that's in your film for basically ever because I studied history. But when it really hits you, it's outrageous that the Democratic Party says if you don't want Obamacare, you're a racist, or if you don't turn your guns in, you're a racist, or the talking point, the NRA is the Klan when the NRA was founded to arm freed black slaves on record. I mean, it's so frustrating that it was Lincoln's party that supposedly ended slavery. It was really the Christian abolitionists, and I'm not even glorifying, you know, the South or the North. The point is they have inverted history and then domesticated everybody, including white folks. Everybody's going on the plantation. The model they pioneered with blacks has now been deployed against everyone to devastating effect, and you break it down in your film. But just from your perspective, formerly heading up the NAACP in a major city, what is it like as you discovered all this? Because when I talk about it, MSNBC, the White House-run groups go completely wild and say none of it's true because they're scared of it. What do you say, sir?
Thanks, first of all, Alan, for having me on, Alex. And I thank you, all of you, for listening. What happened with me as far as the switch, the change, the crossover was concerned? I came to the realization that not only did the organization, the NAACP, want to control the agenda, they wanted to control me and then use me to control a block of people. This is the modus operandi of an organization like them. And when I decided that I wanted to act as an individual on my core values, who I was, then I noticed that my star that was rising in the organization began to abruptly set. And that's when an awakening began to take place. And my journey now and my duty now for the last 19 years after that awakening is to make certain that others are awakened as well.
That's what it's all about. It's the awakening. I really woke up 19 years ago as well that I needed to get involved in the fight for liberty because I could see the tyranny growing. Break down the basics, because we have a lot of affiliates out there, folks that may have never heard about the Democrats, how they operate, what they've done, how the NAACP operates. I mean, what's the core message of what's happening?
The progressive liberals, the Democrats in particular, are masters at co-opting various groups. The black church in particular has been co-opted very effectively by progressive liberals over the course of the last 50, 60 years since the Great Society of Lyndon Johnson. And unfortunately, black folks are not aware of the method in which they are used and enslaved, shackled. And the black preacher, not all of them, but many black preachers have unwittingly and many times wittingly been willingly the pawns of those progressive Democrats who would, in fact, progress their agenda through the church. The church was always the hub of the community. Control the black church, you can control the black vote. Control the black preacher, you control the black mindset. And what they don't tell their parishioners is that the masters, the Democrat masters, the progressive liberal masters, they don't want you to love God. They want you to love them. They don't want you to love that wife or that child. They want you to love them. And as you see in the policies, the planks in the Democrat policies in their conventions and so forth, you see that these types of ideas that I'm sharing with you are absolutely true. They operate against the core values of the people who have differences with them.
Well, you know, you judge a tree by its fruits. You break this down in the film. What's happened to the black community since it adopted the Margaret Sanger liberal, trendy, progressive stance?
Whole communities have been pressed down since the time of Lyndon Johnson and since the time of the signing of the civil rights bills. And you have seen a steep decline in the black culture in this black society. The Negro Project that Margaret Sanger had some 70 years ago now that she started, she actually started that through the black church, where certain people were called out and identified as undesirable. You see that even today with black people. They don't realize that there is an elite group of people who many black people in Hollywood are a part of. And they work against that segment of society, black society in particular, to keep them and make them an underclass. We used to talk that type of thing. Sometimes people look at you like you're crazy. But in the idea of the runaway slave, that guy who ran away, he came back occasionally and he told those who were still in bondage, you can be free. But what would happen? Those people who were still on the plantation, they would run and tell their masters, "Oh, Bryant has come back and he's causing trouble among those who are still here in this tyranny, in this slavery." And what would happen? The master then would capture Bryant, or at least try to make a public example of him. And that same type of attitude exists toward those of us who are black conservatives, those of us who are black Republicans, those of us who are preaching a message of freedom. That same type of method is used on us. They want to make us examples so that others who are still locked in that mindset won't dare try to escape it.
Well, that's right. And I knew some of the history of this, but when I was on first on Access TV going back 19 years ago, it was in East Austin. There was a lot of black preachers and folks that would use the facility as well. And black folks were probably, percentage wise, some of my biggest viewers, because, they liked the message of liberty I was putting out. And I was also putting out an anti-establishment message about government being oppressive. But then I would have the black leaders, particularly in the parking lot or at the grocery store or in the hallways, who had shows there, literally get in my face and say, "Don't be talking to black people. You know, that's basically our group." And then I would go out to abortion clinics, or mainly in the black area, and covered some demonstrations. And I would have them come over and literally get in my face and say, "Nobody wants all these black people. Nobody." And they would say actually racist things about black people. And I was like, what is this where black people, all the ones driving Mercedes, were putting down and hating the black community they were leading? And I've since run into other, quote, black liberal leaders. And you go out to dinner with them, they are racist.
What you were doing and what I am doing and others like me around the country are doing, Alex, and the reason you meet with such venom is because you are breaking into their hustle. It is a hustle to race bait. It is a hustle to keep a certain people victimized. And when you try and liberate them, what you are doing is trying to help someone escape what I call a Stockholm Syndrome mentality.
I agree. Stay there. I want to come back, sir. I want to come back with the Reverend Bryant, C.L. Bryant. This is powerful information. CLBryant.net. We'll be right back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Call 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com for weekly discounts and sales. That's UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from SulfurDefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at SulfurDefense.com. That's SulfurDefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95. It includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Ladies and gentlemen, it's escalating. Russia has used electronic warfare systems over Crimea to down a U.S. Predator drone, they're saying. This is in the French news agency. Russia says intercepted U.S. drone over Crimea arms group. I'll give you more details coming up in the next segment when we cover some other news before we go back to our guest. But they say the surveillance drone was down from 4,000 meters, 12,000 feet up. virtually invisible from the ground, it was possible to break the link with U.S. operators with complex radio electronic technology. The drone fell almost intact in the hands of self-defense forces. This is just getting really out of control. It belonged to the 66th American Reconnaissance Brigade based in Bavaria. So it's escalating quickly, folks. Pray for peace is all I can say. Man, we're talking to Reverend C.L. Bryant. You can go to RevCLBryant.net to find his website. And I want to quantify this, because when this used to happen the first time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, the tenth time, it's now been caught on tape with Asian and black abortionists. And I'm just saying that because you remember the videos, where people come and say, we'd like to adopt the babies, the black babies you're aborting. And they say, nobody wants the nappy-haired, ugly black babies. I heard those exact quotes over and over again by people that drove new Mercedes, that the black folks would come up to groveling like they were kings. And I always heard anybody that wasn't basically a socialist or anti-gun or whatever was an Uncle Tom or any conservative or libertarian blacks. But the truth is, behind the scenes, these black leaders, a lot of them, literally were like Klan members or something. They would talk horrible about black people and say, we need to get rid of these black people. And we had a, quote, black leader here for a film. I never ended up putting in the film. It was so shocking. I went to dinner with Rob Dew with him. Rob Dew heard this stuff. The guy basically later admitted he was a communist, said we need to keep abortion going. There's too many black people. This is a black guy. So this goes back to Margaret Sanger, 70 years, who said we got to hire blacks to get rid of these weeds, close quote. And, man, I'm telling you, it's so over the top that the average person just can't believe it. But you were in the middle of it. C.L. Bryant, when I talked to Reverend Childress of the Black Genocide Project, he says he's heard exactly what I'm saying. Have you heard exactly what I just said before?
Oh, of course. Growing up in the segregated South, you see, Alex, I remember black and white water fountains. I remember riding on the back. I've written on the back of the bus. I was 4 years old when Dr. King in 1959 spoke at my home church, Galilee Baptist Church. There was an idea that came out of the black community, actually out of the black church, that black people need to be controlled. Also they need leaders. And today you'll understand this, that black people are the only group of people that if somebody comes into the neighborhood or if they talk nationally on behalf of black people, they'll want to talk to the so-called black leaders. My question always is, why is it that black folks have to be led around? Where are the Irish leaders? Where are the Italian leaders? Where are those folks? But every time when you talk about black folks, even from people in the community, they talk about where are our leaders? You'll hear that. What happened to our leaders? Heck, I know what's in my pocketbook. I know what my mortgage is. I know what my children need. I know what I need in order to get by and make it in this country. I don't need anybody to lead me anywhere. Only thing I need is for big government to get out of my way, and I'll get my own. My grandparents, my great-grandfather, former slave, my grandfather, and my father, they were all very independent men, and they were men who did not have affirmative action. They had the sweat of their brow. And they taught me, my grandfather in particular said to me, son, I didn't go through all that I went through so that you could be black. I went through all that I went through so you could be free. And he was talking to me about having the same things that everybody else has, regardless of color in this country. And so, yes, there has been that attitude in the black community, and it has become a part of the mental fiber of too many black folks that they need to be led out of a situation.
I was about to say, these new black leaders, they are like the new slave master.
They are. And the idea was, back in slavery time, was to drive the slave out into the field so he could get his cotton, his master could get his cotton picked. Now, the new overseer, his job is to make sure that same slave gets to the voting booths every 2 years so they get their votes picked. And so that's where we are in this country as far as the mentality is concerned. And believe me, black folks were the test case. This particular feeling of entitlement and being used by the master is beginning to grow all through this country.
Oh, they admit it's beta tested for everybody.
Absolutely. And they want that. They need that to happen. Obamacare is not just some type of health care idea. Obamacare is a mechanism to further enslave.
Reverend, explain that to us. Long segment coming up. I'm going to let you preach and have the floor when we come back. Big segment coming up with the Reverend. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I covered this a few weeks ago with Tucker Carlson. It's just a fact. We had John Bound do a special report on it, the Democrats and the KKK. And they had MSNBC do like 3 or 4 shows on it. Young Turks did shows on it over and over again. Admitting some of it was true, but basically saying I was exaggerating and lying about the rest of it. Folks, I'm not exaggerating. I remember the politics of my grandfather coming back from World War II. And he didn't like the Democratic Party and the racism stuff. So he became a Republican, ran for office in his county and won. And that was a big split in some of the family. Not because they were really into race stuff, but because they were Southerners, you know, in East Texas, and you voted Democrat. And so I grew up hearing about that. I mean, I knew about that. And then I knew about LBJ and his letters about, I'm going to have all these N-words voting Democrat for 200 years. They couldn't stop Eisenhower and all the people passing the Civil Rights Act and stuff. And Republican, you know, presidents like Eisenhower, you know, opening up the schools with the military. And of course, there was still some racist elements of the Republican Party as well, but the Democrats were the party of the Grand Dragons, like Senator Byrd. And Nixon later, once the Democrats doubled back and got the minorities using race politics that have been so successful with poor whites, Nixon did have a Southern strategy to try to go to the South that felt betrayed and get them with some lip service. But the point is, the Democrats, when they get up there and they promote race this, race that constantly, and if you don't do what we say, you're a racist. I mean, throw me in that briar patch every day. I am sick of it. And it is a whopper when they have Fox sports commentators and everybody, you know, saying, you know, the NRA is a Ku Klux Klan. They want to kill black people. I mean, it's like saying Martin Luther King wants to kill black people. Because the NRA was founded at the end of the Civil War to teach Northerners how to shoot and to arm free black slaves. And there was a program to arm black people. And it's so frustrating that Christians did that because they believed in everybody being free. And then nowadays the Democratic Party is so anti-God and at their convention takes God out of it and gets off on it when they are such an evil group of people. And I don't mean the well-meaning liberal black person or white person that buys into it and drinks the poison. I'm talking about the leadership of the Democratic Party. I've been around them. They are into manipulating people. They are into playing people off against each other. They are not liberals, folks. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. And I'm sick of these definitions that they hijack and act like they are the civil rights movement or they are the abolition movement when it has nothing to do with them. In fact, they were the people that opposed it. And I'm almost cursed with knowing the history and then sitting here and watching these liars race bait all day. Now, we're talking to Reverend C.L. Bryant, RevCLBryant.net. He's the main expert in the excellent film, Runaway Slave. You can just Google Runaway Slave, the film, and find the website and get it. I want to carry it. We haven't got that deal done yet. I've told the guys I want to carry it. It's excellent. Because this is a subject I notice, Reverend, that when I cover it, the race pimps go into Linda Blair-like convulsions and almost start, you know, vomiting green pea soup. But you were trying to get into Obamacare, so break that down.
Obamacare is a tool to further enslave not only black folks, but all folks. Once they control your health care, they control you. You were saying something, Alex, that was very interesting that I want to chime in on. It was Democrats who stood in the doorway of the University of Alabama in the person of George Wallace saying segregation now and segregation forever. It was Democrats who tried to stop the Little Rock Nine from going to Little Rock High School. And it was a Republican president, Eisenhower, you mentioned him, who in fact wrote the first civil rights legislation back in 1957, and that same legislation in that year was filibustered and watered down and basically had its teeth taken out of it by two United States senators. Their names were Lyndon Johnson and John F. Kennedy. Nearly 10 years later, the same civil rights bill that Eisenhower tried to get passed in 1957, Lyndon Johnson, with the help of a Republican Congress and Senate, got that bill passed. It was not Democrats who had the interest of civil rights for black folks, but somehow they have become identified as the saviors of black folks, and they use people like Al Sharpton, they use people like Jesse Jackson and Ben Jealous to perpetuate a lie that has been existing now for 50 years, and it is time to set the record straight.
Well, you're doing that, and what about the issue, expanding on that, of the race baiting, the race pimping? I mean, when you turn on MSNBC, it is almost comical how over the top it is that, again, if you don't agree with anything they say, you're a racist. I really see this backfiring in people that I've known my whole life or most of my life who've never actually been racist. They're not racist now, but they're so tired of being accused of being racist that it's starting to actually cause division. And I think Clarence Thomas got criticized a few weeks ago for saying, when I was going to college in the 60s, there was less race problems than I'm seeing now because of all this race baiting. And I got to say, Obama has been the biggest divider that I could have ever imagined.
I'm going to show you what race baiting and what racist really is. I throw the gauntlet down right now on your show to Al Sharpton and any person who calls themselves a black liberal. I dare you to say anything against MSNBC, NBC, CBS, or ABC. I dare you not to speak the party line that they want you to speak. And I want you to see what happens if you speak your core value mind. I dare you to say the truths or speak the same language that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers spoke. I dare you to talk against the idea that they have planted in your mind in order to give you a paycheck and see just how long your gravy train lasts. That's racism. When they control your thought, when they control your mindset and what you're going to say. What you're looking at when you look at me is a free man. I go where I want to go. I associate with who I want to associate with. And Alex, I hope you know that after today, I'm going to say what's on my mind. And the chips will fall where they're made. I am not beholden to any network, any party, any organization. I'm a free man. I do exactly what that old granddad of mine said I should do. He didn't go through all that he went through so that I could be black. He went through all that he went through so I could be free and to understand for myself that America is the greatest success story the world has ever known.
Absolutely. We have to throw down the gauntlet because that's really what the Democratic Party is all about. The Republicans certainly have their problems. I'm a libertarian. It's that they constantly are on this moral high ground. And I'm somebody who's protested the Ku Klux Klan probably more than a dozen times when they would come to town and things over the years. And it's very insulting to have them say, with Steele, the former head of the Republican Party, that Alex Jones is, quote, deeply racist, and then not show what I said. It's like they don't even have to. It's like saying, you know, Alex Jones robs banks and then showing no proof. It's a new level of slander, libel, defamation. But I've got to say, it doesn't work anymore because they say it to everybody. And I've seen them say of libertarian or conservative or Christian black leaders that they're racist or they're anti-black. It's just such a hoax. And I see that, you know, 95% of blacks vote Democrat. I mean, that is just bizarre. How do you break that hoax? How do you break that mind control?
By doing exactly what we're doing right now, Alex, screaming it from the rooftops. But this is what I want to say to you, so-called white, for the sake of conversation, it's necessary. There has been a methodology used for a number of years now, particularly from the 70s forward. It's called white guilt. And white guilt is something that right now is, in fact, being exercised by so many on the left. Whenever there is anything that they want to brand us with, or they want to derail a program or an idea that we're trying to push forward, and is in total disagreement with them, and it may be about to expose what's going on, they throw out the race card, or they throw out the Uncle Tom card. But it particularly works on white folks, conservative white folks, white guilt. I want to say to your white audience in particular, get over it. You know that you were not there for any lynchings or anything of that nature. You know who you are. And so I would say to you, if they want to fight this fight, then let's fight this fight and get it over with. Because as long as you run away from this fight, they'll chase you with that white guilt. And as far as myself and people like Herman and Alan West and people like that, I would say that when you look at the Democrat Party, you are looking at a plantation. And let me tell you why I say that. Back in the days of slavery, when that slave ran away to the North, he didn't see many free black faces like he saw in the South, where he was in a system where there was nothing but black faces. I see in the Democrat Party often so many blacks, and people ask, CL, how come there's more blacks in the Democrat Party than there are in the Republican Party? It's the same reason there were more slaves on a plantation than there were in the North. It's because there were very few of us who had the courage to leave that system of tyranny and find freedom for ourselves. And so I would say to your white audience, get over the white guilt. And I would say to the black audience, it's okay to leave the plantation, as my good friend Mason Weaver has wrote a book about.
Well, there's no doubt that the Democrats were set up in modern times by Margaret Sanger, and it's just been absolutely devastating. And that same cultural destruction is being visited on everybody because the state with Cloward and Piven, as you know, wants us dependent on the system. And it's more of a sharecropping system, which is slavery as well, where we literally owe our soul to the company store, which is the establishment, is the food stamps. Is the system. Can't have men in the house. I mean, this has been a systematic program. For those that don't know, Reverend, break down, because you do a great job in the film, Runaway Slave, break down how they have brought blacks back onto the sharecropping system, because you do a great job on that on the film, and what the numbers are, the illegitimacy, the drop in income, the incarceration, all of it.
72% of black babies are born outside of wedlock. Those are the ones who are born. But this is a more grabbing statistic for you. Take into consideration, and I don't care what your politics is on this particular subject that I'm about to mention, but just look at these numbers. You have 43% of all abortions performed in this country performed on black babies. We're only 12% of the population. In the state of New York in 2008, more black babies were aborted than born. Now, it doesn't matter what your politics is on that. Again, those numbers, though, are very troubling when you talk about just 7% of the population. When we talk about how to get them further enslaved, this is what the government has found, and this is what they used Barack Obama to do. They have found that the slave or the person that they want to bring into shackles, he doesn't necessarily want freedom. What he wants is comfort, more food on the table, a more comfortable floor to lay on, those types of things. He doesn't necessarily want freedom. He wants comfort. And so we'll give him a cell phone. We'll make him think that he's going to get free health care. We'll make him think that we're going to make his life better. With words, but all the time taking those things away from him, making him codependent. There's a sick relationship that black people have developed not only with government, but with money. And I got to tell you this, Alex. Back when I was growing up, before integration, before 1968 here in Louisiana, before it all began to happen, there was a thriving black business community. You had all types of businesses that were black owned. Why? Because we had to rely on ourselves.
Yeah, not that segregation was good, but that which does not kill you only makes you stronger.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And of course, we wanted to progress from the point where it was black only or white only. Of course we did. But this is one thing that we must know. We were a better people in every way, morally. We were a better people as far as family values were concerned when we were segregated than we are now, that we can go anywhere we want to go and do anything we want to do. Why? Because we were not codependent upon somebody giving us some type of handout.
Sure, the analogy I use is like if they don't think they can send humans to Mars, so they develop some type of antigrav. Because your heart falls apart, your bones turn to jello, you turn weak. And it's not that the oppression was good, but it was better than a nanny state, because at least the oppression made you have cultural muscles to know who you were and to be independent and strong, which is the case in any part of history or any culture. Now it's this creeping death nanny state, which is totally destructive.
Even in our school systems then, when the schools were segregated, and Lord knows, I don't want anyone to get me wrong. I'm not saying that the field was level back then. It was not.
Sure, they just traded one evil for another.
Exactly. And, but this is what I knew about that black teacher in the schoolroom when I was in a segregated school. I knew that she wanted me to excel. She wanted me to achieve. She wanted me to be the hope of the future. And once that went away, that type of infusement into my personal character also went away.
Exactly. Going under real oppression made people work harder, you know, to be able to be strong and resist. But then the new system makes you think you've won. Here's your government paycheck, and the society degenerates. That is the nanny state. That is Cloward and Piven. That is collectivism. That is communism. That is slavery. That is dehumanization. And look at the facts. It is.
It absolutely is. And that is also the hardest thing to get black folks to understand. And when you look at affirmative action, it was Richard Nixon who actually put that into play. When you look at Martin Luther King Day, it was Ronald Reagan who gave us Martin Luther King Day. You know, all the major achievements that have been won for black folks over the years have actually come from the Republican Party. But somehow the Democrats have hijacked what has happened to us historically.
I tell you, Barack Obama has been the secret weapon. It's unbelievable what he gets away with.
It is unbelievable, but he was a grand deception. You know, I say this sometimes and people look at me like I'm out of my mind, but the fact of the matter is, Al Sharpton would have made a better president than this guy did, because at least we know where Al's coming from. Most folks don't understand the global world view that Obama has of America and its role in the world. I think Al or Jesse would have been a better president, even though I would not have voted for either one.
Well, they're definitely more American than Obama. I mean, Obama is like a synthetic, manufactured, you know, he just is. I want to talk about Obama with you in the final segment. RevCLBryant.net.
.com.
Okay, I've been giving the net out. That's what they told me here. I'll get that right website out then right now for folks.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, the Reverend's going to leave us here in about 5 minutes. I'm going to be a little bit overdrive. I'm talking about the Russia situation and some breaking NSA news. I thought I was going crazy because I'm looking at revccbryant.net, but Com redirects there, so it's the same website, but Com. It's a great website, great information. You can follow him at Twitter at revclbbryant and follow us at Real Alex Jones. But look, man, I just want freedom. And the older I get, especially, I realize what goes around comes around. I want everybody to prosper. I want everybody to be happy. And, you know, I go off the character of what people stand for. And, I mean, if somebody's got beautiful music they make, I don't care what color they are. I'm a fan of them. If somebody's a great painter, I don't care what color they are. I'm a great fan. If somebody can carve great cabinets for my house, I don't care what color they are. If somebody's trustworthy, I don't care what color they are. And the system is so corrupt, it wants to make it all about color instead of about deeds, just like they want a collectivist system, not based on free will, free association. And it's so frustrating to see this that a lot of white folks voted for Obama to get him elected. And I didn't think he'd be good, but I thought, well, at least maybe I was so naive. Maybe it'll create more unity. Boy, I was stupid. And I don't usually make mistakes. And I wasn't a supporter of Obama. I said, well, maybe at least this will... No, they don't want to bury any of this stuff. They want to make it worse. They want to keep it going. And it really has made me, from just being someone who didn't like the Democrats, to really realizing they are really a group of nasty scum. And at the top, not your run-of-the-mill Democrat, and they've got to be dealt with. How do we defeat Obama, and how do we take over the Republican Party and make them actually stand for good stuff instead of playing ball with the system? Because there's not going to be a country down the road if we don't turn this around, Reverend.
I'm going to need people like you on the trail with me this summer and into the early fall. We have what's called the Content of Character Tour that we'll be doing about five of them on college campuses across the country here in the coming months and weeks. And what we're telling young people, we're going to have to recapture the hearts and minds of young people with the truth. We're going to be telling young people that any fool can take off the table what someone else is placed on the table. But it takes the content of character to contribute to the betterment of your society. And I think our young people are very well prepared right now to receive that message, because they understand that, yes, we want to help people, but young people don't necessarily want to support other folks. We want to help them, but they don't want you to ride their back. And right now, young people are beginning to awaken. And I think it's going to take people like yourself, myself, and others like us, like minds, to, in fact, carry this message. As you may know, I am a fellow with Freedom Works and very libertarian-leaning. But also, we are working in order to perhaps revamp the Republican Party. And I like the word that you use, takeover. We're going to take it over, and we got to revamp it and make it into something that they may go kicking and screaming to become. But if we are to win in this war, we're going to have to do something different than we've been doing.
I agree. And look, folks, if you want to still be a Democrat, take over your party. You watch MSNBC, it's like a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, the lies, the division, it's like listen to a Klan rally, but for minorities, and it's just disgusting. Reverend Brian, thank you so much, and you've just made great contributions towards human liberty. God bless you. We appreciate you.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you.
Wow, amazing film, folks, and we don't even sell it. You need to get it. Speaking of selling stuff, we self-fund out there, and we sell a lot of great products. I try to bring you whatever the best is. Pro-liberty apparel, Tea Party type, Patriot apparel, Libertarian apparel, Made in America, the Lamola Labe shirts. We got the War on Men issue of the magazine, and I think it's one of the best ever to help wake men up to what's happening in women. We've got the great, my favorite blend of coffee up there, Wake Up America blend, InfoWarsStore.com. And you can always become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to see the nightly news. We're going to come back to some overdrive for internet. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.